April 7, 2014, Community of the Whole Village of Renly.
Good evening once again. I'd like to call the order of the Village of Renly Committee of the Whole meeting for April 7, 2014 at 7:27 p.m. Ben, please call the
roll. Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Santelli.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee
Wisniewski. Thank you. I get a motion for item 2.1 to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting for March 17, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippin, seconded by Trustee Santelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment this evening? Thank you for attending. It's important and appreciated. Committee as a whole, Henry, anything community development?
No.
Soon to change.
Yes.
Human resource and finance.
Capital improvement plan.
Absolutely.
I can tell you that. Well, there's no questions from the board in the last 3 weeks since the last board meeting. There's been no changes to the document since the last time it was presented. So it goes back to the board that if there is any questions to guys, and if there isn't, we present to the regular board meeting.
I had just a couple of questions. We had we have two projects for this building in the administration department, overhauling existing temperature control systems and then insulating the exposed attic. If we insulate the exposed attic, will we still need to overhaul the temperature control system, or is...
No, we still need to do that because... The system that this building is on right now, the computer system, is obsolete and finished. The company that installed it will not, we don't use them anymore. They will not give us the key to get in the system. They say it's a proprietary thing, and it's theirs. And the system is outdated anyhow, a lot of the stuff that's out. So we would get, I mean, right now we just got these little boxes here. You have no idea what is set, any charges and stuff, so we also have new controls with the actual setting. We can shut those off. We go downstairs, put it on the computer, and we're going for the weekend to Friday night at 5 o'clock. We can shut parts of the building down completely, so we're not wasting our money. We'll keep it at a low maintenance, like in the wintertime, we keep it at 59 or 60. Then it's at 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. The system will get going, warm everything up, so it'll be a lot more energy efficient. This is here right now, the bids I've got, we're looking at about $14,000 to $15,000 to do the insulation, but you guys have all been in there. I mean, there is no insulation, so it's a major project, and that's just to keep, once we heat or cool the building, to keep everything in the building. So I don't have anything to do with the controls at all.
Okay.
I've gotten one good bid, and I've had two other people come in and want to leave one of them. And I've got two other people right now putting both of the bids together. So it's a big project because of working around the equipment. The two guys I had committed bids to work around, they go, nah, they said, they just don't know where to start because they can't get their stuff up here, move around there. They're afraid they step on that stuff, they go through the ceiling and up. Clerk's office and stuff, so they don't even want to take a chance. They said there's no way.
You've got any insulation
department? Yeah. Well, we have to build up what we call the devising wall so you can keep the heat around where we have all the furnaces down. And then we've got to insulate that wall and insulate the ceilings so to get out there. We have to put the baffles and the rafters to keep the insulation for blocking up the cold air circulation that can heat up on the back side of the roof, and you have to walk on that stuff to just go in and around there. And I mean, there's never going to do it, it's going to be a slow, tedious process to do it right. And if somebody felt 50 foot to the ceiling, someone, I'm going to be surprised. I'll be honest with you. we're just bid on it now, so.
Can we get some data for you, man?
Well, eventually they will, but the place, these baffles and stuff.
Yeah.
And this isn't something we can do in house?
No.
So do we have, so we have bids on the overhauling the temperature control systems or people?
We have a rough bid right now. That's all we have on that because I think until we get this all done and then we'll see what the money's like. And then we'll get somebody to come in and we'll start getting bids on that. But, it's, you know, I want to get the insulation done first and then we'll see how the budget goes and how the funds come in. We'll come back and try to get the next phase. Eventually, we're going to have to, I know Steve started it, we're going to have to think about replacing furnaces, not just in this building, but all over. We've got a lot of furnaces that are coming. This one here, you know, 15 years has been for a furnace. One of those buildings is going to be 15 years old. So, I mean, in the next couple of years, the furnace, the HVAC systems, when you see what we got in there, it's going to be needing support for a replacement. So, I mean, we're not going to have to do it right now. We'll keep it on turning as long as we can. Eventually, it's only the next time for the way that we're not playing for the future.
So. Just a note that some of the capital requests still have Mark's name on them.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Just
a few of them. Did he come back?
No,
I thought he might have come back and done some CIP for me for us. That was my question on the CFP. Tom, were you going to ask about the truck?
No.
Okay. So it's not in?
It's not in the plan.
Right, okay.
That's not in the budget.
Okay.
Any other capital improvement plans, issues, or questions, or comments?
So I actually like to say my questions for last. I submitted one to Steve, so I'll cover that one last. I think it's probably a little more complicated. But so I'll actually yield my initial. I mean, so, you know, I think one of the things we asked everyone to do is to take a look at the budget, take a look at the planning assumptions that were made, and so the important thing is to look at, you know, and CIP. So there's a lot of data to go through, a lot of things to go through, and then factor in one of the things I usually do is look at the treasury report as well, see what we're doing. So I know that our budget is going up, and we have added some things that will put a strain on our finances in the future. So I think, so I'm a little bit, while I agree in principle that we need to backfill positions and we need to do some of the things we had the positions that we did, I share Steve's concern that it puts us in a red in 2018. So I want to see, talk to have the rest of the board comment and see if it's found anything that could come out, or if everything that's in the budget, things that we absolutely need.
I have one item. Police Department, last time we met with the chief and the new commander, and one thing that was brought to our attention was the test of which was the help stop flower, and has problems with the truck. So the chief says, I wanted to put a lightweight truck in there that could use for the police department calls around instead of using the SUVs. And I didn't see that in the budget. And I'd like to see the practice go back to where the public works gets there the following, but this is not enough.
I do not. I don't think we talked about it in Public Works. So I don't know.
Well, we're going to have Ted do the work. We need to have tools.
But why do we need to have Ted do that work?
Well, like I said, I'd like to go back in the past where the contract is out at Public Works, so what I did in the past. And then we would need the truck.
Why does Ted do that now?
He also does not only that out there, he also does the building too, from what I understand.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We can't absorb it.
What's that?
We can't absorb the task. And here's what comes through my mind. Our metro parking lot contract for snow removal, ice control, 3-year contract. Will be rebidding that, and several thoughts have been going through my mind as to having options such as sidewalk clearing, building between safe routes to school, or have historically taken care of the sidewalk. So, Ted, I don't know how many years. So I can bid it as part of the Metro parking lot contract, keeping separate track of funds to
Would that be included in the police department lot? That's one of the first things to get filed to get emergency vehicles out. And if that doesn't do it, it doesn't get done right away.
Not true. We, Public Works, is an area priority.
Okay, well, I'm going to disagree with it because it's not top priority. It's all falling.
If I can interject in this, you know, we've talked about this a little bit. And I think the biggest thing is whose responsibility is what? And that hasn't been clearly defined. And you have somebody from the police department who used to do it, Public Works says we need the truck, there's a little conflict there. I think this is easily resolved with identifying whose job it is and spelling that out and putting that commitment on that person in that department. The next part of it becomes scheduling. Who does what and when? And I don't see this as a complicated result. Ron's looking at other some other options that might free up time and equipment with contracting out those safe passages, etc. But to have to budget for a new vehicle for a person because of a conflict because of scheduling, I don't think it's needed. The whole idea is identifying who does what and when.
And we do have current job descriptions already. So it's helped us to find that easy.
So if we're going to be changing the contract snow removal and farming this out a little bit more, it is going to change that contract amount, and we're going to see that reflected in this budget as well. So already we went from can we cut anything to expect it to go up.
Tremendous amount of work.
Yeah, it should be all right.
So
we're hoping that this new measure creates less overtime.
Or it will.
Well, we figured this to do the downtown area, Ron's guys, to get in there. We did the new train station, maybe the downtown area. They get in very early in the morning. They get all that cleaned up. These guys can hit the main roads. So they'll spend their regular 8 hours hopefully doing that, give them more time to get the main roads done. They don't have to spend 12 or 15 hours on the main roads like they do now fighting the downtown. So we have to sit down. It's just we've got a bunch of ideas, but what the bids are going to come in at, what's physically going to take place in each area. Dan wants to rework some of the snow plow around to see what we can get better use of the vehicle equipment. So we got a bunch of things. I mean, the snowfall this year, I think, just put everybody into a tizzy. Nobody expected it. So hopefully we don't see stuff like this for a while.
In the past, we did some more farming out, and we did have especially with our snowbirds and a few other fauna ideas. And we ran into a couple of glitches that I'm going to mention now, so that while you're doing the contracting, that we're making sure we're not going to run into this as it happened and we were caught in a bad situation. A few companies said, yes, we're going to do that, we're going to do that, we're going to do that. Then when we needed them, they weren't here. They had other commitments. We need them committed. We need their machinery here, available here. And we need to know that we have a priority with them, because that's not what we had the last time. This was before you had come. So I will give you that information. Here, we thought that we were prepared for it, and nothing happened.
The only difference is still is before we had a contract with these people. This will be a contract.
And that's my thing. Within the contract, we wanted to be very sure. We saw a gentleman's handshake, and what it didn't work at all that way.
I totally agree that if I'm going into a fight, I want to be able to rely on having the resources. The only caution I would offer on that is if we expect a guarantee that we will pay for that, whether we need it or not. That's the only downside of securing a commitment. But we won't know until we bid.
You're right. Now, I understand that. Just the cautionary. We've been through that before, and I don't know if you expect that.
And again, right now we're still at just, right now strategizing. We're not even at the planning point of reaching out and getting bids and, we're just identifying some problems and looking at different solutions.
When is that contract up?
It can be done. Great Lakes is doing it right now and has a lot of success doing it. I'm amazed even contract their water sewer repairs. We only got our four guys and it's working there, working well there, and it can work faster.
If we can reel this back into discussion on budget, I know it's a little sidebar and we'll talk more about this, but let's stay focused on this for the time. Thanks,
Matt. So my interjection here is, remember, this is a financial plan. So what's approved in 2 weeks doesn't necessarily mean that every item in here is going to go forward. What I just heard tonight was some good communication, some bantering, some discussion. There's tons of items in here that need to be, with exaggerating a little bit, redundant. I haven't really. But the point is that it's only a plan. There's many items in here that need to be brought forward or not brought forward based on discussions with liaisons say we want to do this or not. That contract, sure, it's going to impact the parking lot fund, but I have nothing budgeted in the general fund. But offsetting that is overtime decreases. We need to talk about all that with everybody in this room eventually. So I'm just reminding everybody, it's a plan. Yes, showing red 3 years from now doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm very conservative. I'm really trying to look out for this community. But, there is things we did add for this year. You do need to spend some money, hopefully to get some money. That is one thing we did add, was economic development. At least that had been, to get hopefully some businesses in here and some sales tax dollars.
Nothing I would like to ask is the department to make sure that there's everything in that budget this time, and there's no hidden surprise 2 months on the road. Oh, I forgot to add this. I forgot to add that. So make sure you go through it now, and make sure everything's in there.
Oh, I have that. There may be some slight changes to what you see as the budget ordinance, and I will spell those out. We're talking about SCADA, that I may have to move $9,000 over. So the financial forecast over a two-year period may be the same. But here's an example. Trustee Trapan and I were talking. I received a $55,000 check today from the township. I budgeted next year for that, but in my financial forecast, there's nothing in this year. Over a two-year period, because it's going to be booked this year, it's a wash. I'm going to make that budget change, though, before this is approved in April. Because I don't want to start doing my monthly treasurer's report in May saying,
we're under budget, we're under budget, we're under budget, and we're moving now, we got the money in.
Right. Those little things.
I'm not, there should be nothing huge and glaring, though, but there may be some. We tend to do that each year. We forgot this, or we need this. Last year, we added money for web services, I think. So if there's anything like that also that any board member has, let me know if they don't see it.
Yeah, so to your point, Don, I mean, if somebody comes in and says they have to add something, well, obviously, we're going to have to review and approve it. And so, I mean, ideally, it'd be better if it's in there, but
it's a plan.
You know what? There's always something that's going to come up that nobody could foresee.
On top of major issues.
Yeah. I think we all tried to, within the last few months, sit down, and Steve's been making copious notes on Dan and I, and we've been trying to do some stuff in the economic development area. And we tried to put everything in here. Now, this is just a wish list. Mm-hmm. It's going to depend upon what the finances are like, how much tax money we get in here, and whatever happens. Just because it's in the budget doesn't mean we're going to spend it or we're going to do it. That's why you still got to come back to the board. You guys still have to do the final approval. But at least, hopefully, it's a roadmap of what we'd like to see if there's a good idea.
The reason why I mentioned the comment I did was it was not mentioned an hour later on the budget meeting about the SCADA system, $9,000, whatever that is. So that was going to come up as a surprise. So that should be talked about, and it should be in there up front on the top of the board. That's why I mentioned it.
And I agree, Don. That was my oversight. I should have tried to put all those pieces together earlier on to make it part of our liaison discussion.
I mean, with that said, too, well, I mentioned this last time, the whole process needs to change next year. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And if there was a better communication and meetings amongst staff before you even presented to the board, a lot of those issues wash out ahead of time. We know where certain projects stand or where they don't stand or where you don't know that. So that hopefully will change the whole dynamics of the budget process, too, by doing that.
Well, Steve did a great job. The carpenter did a great job getting the budget out and finalizing the red pens and everything. So I just want to thank you for the awesome job.
Thank you.
Now,
yeah.
I have a couple of questions. I know, and like I said, I understand that this is not saying we're committed to these things. So I understand that they have to be pumped in, you know, once it's time for the events you brought to us to have to go through approval. So it's not saying that we are going to do it or that we're going to do it at this price. This is just what we're anticipating it might be. But I have a couple of items that kind of, one that I think I understand, and I think the way it's worded is kind of seems like it's higher than what it is. Under the administration department, Bill Planner increased $38,095 and $30,000 was programmed into the budget for Bill Planner and $10,000 for the comprehensive plan update. Now, we're not saying that $78,095, we're saying that literally the $38,095, correct? I think when I'm looking at the numbers a little bit, I just want to see, like...
Do you recall the page?
No. It's the very first page of the Iowa Section of the Administration Department.
So it's probably a detail.
It's the third location.
I think that was it described in the summary.
So it's in the highlights portion, so the third bullet point down just before page 01-130 or 01-37. Yes.
So the question again is?
Is it $38,095? For the village planner, or is it an additional $38,095?
That account number increased $38,095 from the previous year because we had money in there for other things last year for economic development. So we are adding $30,000 for economic development planners, $10,000 for comprehensive plan. There might have been other things in there we took out. But that those two equal $40,000.
Okay. Now, how did we come with those estimates? Are we just what we know?
We've got interviewing and the people we've talked to, so we already know the $10,000 is about the minimum you're going to get a comprehensive plan for, and we're working right now with Mr. Blue and we think we've got drive truck between $25,000 and $30,000. We've been negotiating with them right now. So as long as we put the upper numbers in there, I think that's, you know, that's going to be our top end of the field.
Plus, we have a top level of the view there. So we have some interviews also.
Well, we've interviewed half a dozen of them.
Right.
Sat down and seriously talked with three of them hard, and now we've ended up with Mr. Blue. He's going to probably be our best fit for our village.
And that moves forward, I'd like to see the ones you talked to, the three main ones you talked to.
We got that all.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Okay. So, any other questions on that one, or can I go to the next one? Okay. IT maintenance service. Programming $20,000 into the budget for the building site update and design. Now, how are we coming up with that? Because to me, update and design of a website $20,000 just seems wow.
That's low.
That is low.
That's low. 20 years ago, we spent over $40,000 for a brand new website, though. That was $40,000.
Can we contact like the local college or something, see if we can work on maybe doing something? You know.
Well, yeah, depending on what we might do. So, all we were doing was just sprucing it up. Yeah, you're right. There's no way they can do it for us. But I think what we're looking at is additional functionality. So, we might be a little more interactive. So, I think it would be a little bit higher than that. You know, how much?
We have actually looked at about how much traffic we're actually getting at our website.
I don't know, personally. I think there's,
we were going to start a project.
Is there a way that we can look at that?
There is a way, there's some type of tracker you can use to see how many hits you got to
website. I would like to kind of see something like that. Because, I mean, $20,000 into a website, and we're getting a very small percentage of people that are actually going to that functionality all the time.
Well, the point is to grow our web page so that it is more user-friendly and interactive with the public. In addition to that, I think we should also remember, you know, anything that we put out as a municipality, anyone that we give access to do that work, just imagine what they're having access to. And we have culpabilities, and we have liabilities, and we have issues that we have to safeguard for the protection of the village. So where a normal business might go out and do it for $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 is like a drop in the bucket at this level that we're looking for security and such. So,
okay, so we're not just talking just the election, that we're talking about literally protecting our firewall and things within it.
To safeguard our internal data.
And if we're lucky, we're going to have a grant or something fantastic. And, you know, obviously, we've got the smart ones sitting over at that table that, you know, they're going to be looking for the grants, and they're going to be looking for the, you know, the representatives and such who are going to give us some help at different levels. And we won't be afraid to ask for it, that's for sure.
Yeah, we get the budget, we get the web page redesigned, we want to fix it so, like, Martha can go ahead instead of paying somebody to upgrade or up.
So we're talking about doing some sort of comprehensive training with it as well. So that we can,
but that's what Martha would do. That's going to be the job function.
And that would be another thing. If we're going to have somebody else to get trained on, that should probably have a backup person if you drop the deposit bill or something, you know, for any period of time.
We haven't done the requirements yet, but one of the things that I look for is, you know, right now when you go into the finance section, you get PDF versions of all these paper documents, right? What we really need is something that's you know, in tables that can be filtered and scanned, searched, and it really needs to be much more user-friendly. So that's functionality that will cost a little bit it's probably, you know, maybe high depending on what they're doing, but it may not be. You know, it really be the best.
Okay.
That's right.
And this is another thing, Bill, too, that's still in the infancy play.
Correct.
You know, those numbers came up.
I just want to kind of see where the basis of this, just from my basic bare minimal technology scale, not just like, whoa, 20,000 miles from a website.
But to Steve's point, that's your budget, so when you competitively bid, you may be able to negotiate with your vendors, you know, that competition, you're able to get that price down, but they're setting it at what they believe to be the outer limit.
Yeah, see, those things, I was
not going to be my problem. I think this was a Bartlett just did one.
When I was there, it was like 40 grand for that. That was 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Do you want any sort of interactivity on your website? You can jack the price. You want an electronic brochure?
This goes back to economic development too, though.
Remember,
like United List properties out that we have for sale. There's some really cool websites that we already have that does that stuff that we don't have. It's just another tool for us to get our information out to the public.
So we can link our website to other houses. Well, even if a business is interested in looking at a smart board, if they can get on a more interactive web page that we're looking at, you know, bringing about, a lot of work can be done so that when they walk into the administrator's office, they pretty much know how to do it, where to do it, and how to get it done.
What I'd love to do is have a section in it, so unless somebody wants to do a commercial, you've got some of your buildings downtown to list those, what's square footage is, what's available, what the asking rate is. We have property available, we got our 57 acres. Companies want to know it's the water there, sewer there, but then utilities are around, we could all, the wetlands. So we started listing all that stuff, but we have none of that listed right now.
I think that'd be a great agenda. You know, I'm definitely all in favor of having more information readily available. That seems extremely high from what I had personally had to set in my mind as what would be a decent number for that.
Let's put it this way, type of people usually make between $75 and $150 an hour depending on who you get in there. So to take $20,000, it goes quick. You're spending, you know, you can spend a couple hundred hours putting together a web page.
And then to your point about having more than one person, you know, looking after that web page, the mayor and administrator had already begun a program of making sure that our cross-training throughout our entire department, all of our departments and throughout our village has been a main issue for him. Productivity is beginning to really become much better because of the cross-training and the abilities and such. So, you know, kudos to both of you guys for making that happen, because as we move forward, that's going to be crucial.
And they're not done yet.
Coming from where I'm at right now, where my position and my company, if I go on vacation, I can't go on vacation. It's literally, I'm tied to myself and to my state because I'm the only person that has that information and that access. So by knowing that we have other people, I know just from an employee standpoint, it would be fabulous that you literally sit back and enjoy your job and not worry, oh my God, I saw something on the news. I need to get work, I need to get hold of somebody so I can make sure something's taken care of. So I definitely like that. I have another one. See, that one I've already figured out through my own talking in my head. And so it's worth making it easy real quick. I think I might have resolved that one as well. But 2 seconds if you guys want to talk and find something else. If anybody else has any other questions about anything else, but that is my question on IT. So let me see if I can figure this one out real quick. Or I still have a question.
It's on our website. Go to your tablet and look it up.
Oh, I already do for all of our meetings, but this one definitely just kind of actually
the tax paper one for.
The question that I got is what about...
What about a portal to collect
our money? Like, in other words, I'm sure that there's some delinquent businesses that might be paying, that might would have been paying us if there was a portal available for them to pay.
Online payment.
No. But not only that, at the same time, whenever you need to do something, we can say, this is, you have access to this right now, this information. Like what you're asking about for economic development, they can actually go in, sit down, and say, this is what I want to do. This is the organization that I want. And they go in through a portal and ask whatever questions or get whatever forms and things that they need. And if it gets too complex and it's too detailed, it'll automatically say, don't do this, call Russ Crowley, or call Ryan Krug, or call Steve Shields. You know, say it. Call this particular person at that particular time. Why? Why I'm asking that question is that I'm involved in what now. And they're not cheap. The only thing about it is that when you, you know, that when you're in a situation where you're actually collecting money, that's what it's about.
Well, as you can see, it was just the topic of the budget and the amount for the webpage. This is the big task. Just with this few moments of discussion, and I'm going to reel it back into the budget again. It's a big task, and we said right now we're on board just at the infant stage of gathering information, not even talking about the structure of it and going out and looking for bids. It's a little daunting for the what I have here for what goes to me. I'm just happy that, our legal representative came in today and said, wow, I have Wi-Fi. Good job, man. So, long time coming. It's planning. That's all. Any other questions about budget?
I think we need to make sure that we are unraveling every avenue possible, overturning every rock possible, looking for any revenue source that's usable and sustainable, looking at everything for bid contracts, as mentioned, we can honestly do to see that we can control our costs as much as possible and stay on it diligently, because there's always many things that come up that we didn't plan on. Public Works was notorious for it, not you, but the department, because things happen. They just
do. I've lived reaction for over 30 years, unfortunately, it's reality.
My shock face, yeah, I hear you. The department. So we need to remain diligent every time we're looking at something for the possibility of expending money. We have to truly, truly believe we have no option and no other alternatives before we make that vote.
And every time that you come to that crossroads, the amount of time that you spend on researching that and being prudent for this village, double that amount of time looking for another revenue source. That is the direction that we really follow. Absolutely, we have to maintain fiscal responsibility. Absolutely, we have to be prudent. Absolutely, we must continue to be conservative. We do not have the revenues coming in currently to do anything else. So please, don't just keep your focus on how do we save, what can we not spend, what can we cut, and what can we gain. That's the direction we have to spend on. We've talked about that already at this board. You know, it's a scary time. If anybody's ever started a small business, a big business, a current business, you have to make these decisions on how you promote yourself and how do you improve and how do you grow. There's always a risk. And we have to start looking at how do we make Ronald Lake better? How do we prosper? How do we get more income coming in? She came in today with an idea that she saw. that we brought up to Russ that he'd look at. And it's one of these promises. They make an extra $100,000 a year for your municipality, you know, blah, blah, blah. It sounds like somebody on the soapbox. But, you know, one of the things that Sue and I said looking at it, I don't care if it brings in $15,000 a year. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Let's look in it. 10 of those is $150,000. That's the best one, page.
That's where we're going to switch my focus, I think, there's no doubt. And next year, we've got a lot of stuff cleaned up, and I'm going to switch over to the economic development side, and I'm going to be probably concentrating 75% of my time doing that. Comprehensive plan put together. We're going to go to a lot of these meetings, get these developers, these commercial people. We've got meetings all over the place, and we need to meet, shake hands, tell everyone you have, what type of property you have, what type of buildings you have. We've got a lot of potential for growth out here, but we want to get the information out to them. So that's going to be our number one job, to make this budget work, is to bring in money. So they're not coming to us, so we're going to go to them.
And, you know, we were just talking to, we still have the incubator sitting on the sideline. Another idea that we could be using to help us just to get. So we have to be looking for all these ideas.
Eyes open.
Like I said, you hear everybody that's looking, everybody who doesn't move, start a new business, none of them will help.
And I think Steve, department heads, and liaisons, all of you put forward tremendous effort on this. Thank everybody. Thank you.
I think this is the first year I've seen so many people really involved in budget. Really? The conversation and, as you call it, the banter.
I think there's a lot of things that you see, but the board tends not to see that we do this year. There were a lot of things. The meetings that are held between the mayor, the administrator, and the department heads. That was a big one. That's been done in the future.
I think that's a lot of what
you're trying to say,
is making for that, because that really has helped.
We have the money to cover it, but
we may not have enough on the budget side expenses to be under on a fund level. So I'd say let's increase the expense side. On the revenue side, we receive
money. Whatever it basically is.
Yes.
For transparency purposes, it's so much easier to read after he does the budget events amendments, and you really see why and how money moves, and we don't fall low, and then he has to worry about reporting it later.
Right.
Absolutely. So at least that will show up, these things will show up on the April Treasury report.
Any other questions, comments, or concerns? I think we've done this.
Thank you. Thank you again for everybody's work. Public Works. Crack ceiling, street sweeping, and pavement marking. Cooperative effort.
Thank you, Mayor, and President of the Board. This will be our second year participating with Lake County Municipal League purchasing program. And this will be the three items that we participated in last year to a smaller extent. The bids by comparison, then we did crack sealing and street sweeping independently. There's a cost avoidance of about 20% cost reduction per legal for a crack per time of street sweeping. So most definitely unsold, but this is to our advantage. Competent, good quality contractors in those specialties, bidding on the task, and organized companies that could afford to do a bigger scope effort cheaper than they would if they were doing a lot of individual efforts. Nevertheless, the contract itself, the document which I will bring to the regular board, is between us and being paid a maintenance, as an example of crack sealing. That's how the municipal league wanted to addition time. It will certainly use the framework of the municipal league solicitation. So as a package, I'm certainly recommending that we move forward with these bids as good as it is with competent contractors to do again crack sealing, street sweeping, and pavement marking. If you have to answer questions either individually by project or cash or
second year we cooperated, second year that we've been a member?
Correct.
Save money. Any other questions?
And it's a good program because we're not on the same advice, but we're working with the other communities together in partnership on it.
Yeah.
So it works well both ways.
I think too, the more we participate as do the other municipalities, the more that the Lake County Municipal League will work harder for us,
yep,
and in other areas too. So I think this is just going to be a little bit, and we get a little bit more.
Yeah, well, salt's going to be next year. We're talking about salt that O'Ron has, and you know, salt sourcing that. So they're working on that for us. So it's purchasing in bulk, and you get 5, 6, 7, or 10 communities together, it's a lot better for everybody.
Partnerships are good. Move it forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Special events, Don, have any updates?
Not completely, but we were talking about, I guess it's a finalized safety, which will be more or less being able to do that because of the timing of me. We're trying to do meetings, looking for meetings, to actually Monday for an hour before this meeting. For the regular board meeting at about 6 o'clock, which would allow some of the board members to participate if they're in for the most part to be here. I'll get here as soon as I can, depending on traffic and getting some food or kids for a few moments. to go ahead and try to pay the bills as much as possible, but you'll see them just constantly with what was set up there. So we have to get that back my school from dad so I can get posted on with everything. But the plan for special events needs to start not just because they would probably start in May, doing them on Monday at 6 o'clock before the early meeting.
When we have with ARPA Day?
ARPA Day, I've reached out to our school hub guys. I haven't been able to get hold of them for their house because of fires. I've reached out to my school. I knew they were coming up for day to do today while I was recovering my child, so that's what I was able to make sure I could get the high school. That's just to get, trying to see if we can get the fire or public health fire to make some of, such a strong in the beginning. It is Saturday, May 3rd, 9 a.m. We will have some fun things going on, and
we have enough people donate three orders.
15 was on there, so I will check with her on that. And I believe, do you have some feedback on that?
I can offer some information. The letter went out to the local nurseries, and today we have heard from one at the Castle Garden offering to donate. So it's our intention and Laura to do some outreach to hopefully secure some of the neighborhoods.
It would also be helpful to other board members if we could get the copies of the notes for the minutes. To us, so we can just keep updated.
Yeah, we just had a little short after this, I suppose we had a couple of girls.
Who's doing this? Laura or Martha? Or
it's been a combination in the last few weeks. It's been just a captain who's got four out, by all means.
Does the minutes have to be approved?
No.
Okay.
They don't have to be approved, but we do have to keep record.
And for these meetings in particular, like this special events meeting, can we do this by the telephone, or do we absolutely have to be in presence?
The couple things on that. The special events committee has followed it in the exact same fashion that this board does, so the committee should be approving its minutes. If you can do them in batches,
the committee, the special event,
and we usually have, because I tend to arrive at the slightly later from when I get there, so maybe it's,
we'll check that and make sure that they're getting approved by the committee.
And as far as telephone attendance goes, the rules are the same for the village board. They need to adopt rules for telephone attendance if they want to do that, but you need to have a quorum physically present no matter what the rules are.
Thank you.
Does that mean quorum of the committee?
It's a two-person committee. If you got me over that in the bylaws, I'm assuming you're right.
Yes.
Special events committee, is it a committee or is it a...
It's a liaison committee.
It's a liaison
committee. It's a group.
We don't really have an official special events committee.
No, Eric said it's a special club.
Yeah,
it is. It's only open in the event that we have more than one.
The liaisons, per the current ordinance, are not a committee.
Right. That's, I think that's why we're saying we didn't have to put in the minutes.
Right. You don't need minutes. You don't need
to. But we do still have no statement and things like that. So we want to be transparent with everything under discussion. So.
But it does have a problem. Needs.
But the liaisons have a problem. Two members of the village board can be.
But if you decide that being a special event, we'll occasionally have more than two members that will attend the meeting for, you know, helping with
board
meetings and things like that.
Yeah, that's, then you post it. This is a board meeting.
And we post all of them, yes, that way just in case there is multiple. So in that case, if they have it more than two board members present, the meeting needs to be brought to the committee for
approval.
Okay.
No, and then there's more than two board members, you post.
We post
it
no matter what because of the nature of it.
But in the event that a social gathering should occur and there's, say, four of us at this gathering talking about special events, do we then have to take minutes and we do have to report them?
Okay. It's really a board meeting at that point. The way the ordinance reads right now, that's a board meeting.
Okay, so then we would have to follow all the same rules as our open meeting right here. Okay, so there really is no casualty to it unless it's two or...
Well, unless you're having a meeting. I mean, I would post it as a special committee of the whole meeting and talk is all special. That's the way that it's currently reads.
Okay.
There is no special event committee.
That's correct.
Trustee. So, yeah, if you're having a unit, if you want to do more members, you can close it as special committee.
Yes, if
anybody
could do more of a special event planning at the meeting. Or? Right, kind of how it is. Okay, so regardless of the point, I can just say on the safe side, obviously, we already keep it closed beforehand. We'll make sure that. Or whatever, if we do get to the Monday, Thursday, regardless, we'll have meeting minutes and have a problem. So it's the on the safe side over there. One of us, two of us, three, four, all of us, whatever. Just the on the safe side, keep it consistent down this way. There's no gap.
And at the end of the meeting, if you can kind of decide what things are missing or what things are still not done, if you can reach out to the rest of the board, again, be careful that you're BCC'ing, and let us know what's still outstanding so that we can help for that to happen. I mean, if you only have one person, giving us plant material or tree material, that's hardly going to make an event happen. So, you know, now that I know today, I can go out to some of those locations, but I wouldn't know unless I get that message. This is still pending. This isn't happening. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll work on that at 3, so I know what's interesting to get them, so I'm all in favor of that. So, yeah, we'll definitely work, I guess, some after-meeting communication with everybody in the community to say, hey, you want to step up and help us out, take responsibility, something we would appreciate it.
Just give us the location of all the letters, all the names that you've reached out to, the one that's answered. And then maybe we can each divide it up and get it conquered.
I think Laura. Oh,
Laura.
Laura.
We have to ask whatever the pleasure of the board is. We intend to call on you as to who's with or which nursery could reach out.
I'll check.
If you have time, it's coming
quick.
Closer to May.
We need to know. Kip hasn't responded? Kip Evans didn't respond?
I didn't respond until Mark Castlegar.
Okay.
Could something have been sent our way and it got lost in the morass?
I'll reach out to him personally. He just got his letter of thanks with the invoicing for his tax purposes. So, and I asked
again.
Yeah. Then I asked if he would be represented again this year. So I'm pretty certain he will. But let me get a secure answer for you.
Very good. Thank you, Don. Building Jillian, anything? Police Department, Administration. Suggested new topics.
Make it much clearer. I have a question. Yes. Is there any new topics that you know of right now that are going to be on the next agenda from your administration?
That does, is it? Anything in particular?
No, I'm just asking.
Tom Green, excuse me. May I get a motion to adjourn?
So
I want to know what the motion made by Trustee Newby and seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and we are adjourned at 8:30. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.